and Adam had never seen it at all. The gray and the endless cold from back home were like another world now, like the black and white part of the Wizard of Oz, except Dorothy went back, and Mary never would. Never again. No more snow-covered mountains. It was all a million miles away, right where it belonged. From now on, it was going to be nothing but California sunshine and smiling Eskimos and Goofy.
"Excuse me, ma'am, please step out," said an attendant, breaking her reverie.
"Mommy!"
Mary winced in frustration. She had missed out on half the ride, thinking about other things.
What was the last part she remembered?
The Eskimo family. Snow. Oh, yes, snow.
"Ma'am, please, others are waiting."
Mary looked up at the uniformed worker, who gave her a look of utter politeness.
"Can we go around again?" she asked.
He smiled obligingly.
"Sorry, but we're not allowed to let the people do that. You'll have to get back in line."
"Let's go," Brendan cried. "Come on, Mommy, no scenes, please."
All right," Mary said. Her voice was tense, and she was a little embarrassed. She winked to the attendant. "Kids," she said conspiratorially, then jogged across the platform to catch up with her crew, her lovies.
Chapter 84.
Lunchtime came quickly, and Mary was terribly disappointed to find she only had $12 in change in her purse. A small pizza and a drink to share were going to have to be it for herself and the kids.